Hello and welcome in live to Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. You're tuned to comprehensive coverage of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16 on the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network. This is day two of this marvelous gathering of outstanding girls high school basketball teams from across the Commonwealth. On Wednesday's opening day and night, Bowling Green, McCracken County, Louisville Butler, and Franklin County advanced to Friday's quarterfinal round. Today and this evening, four more state championship hopefuls will move on, while four others will put the basketballs away for a while. The schedule is as follows. At 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, it's Pikeville against Bethlehem of Bardstown. 1:30 Eastern, Owensboro matches up against Henderson County. Tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 Central, three-time defending state champion Sacred Heart of Louisville takes on the always tough George Rogers Clark Lady Cardinals of Winchester in what should be a real heavyweight battle. And the final game this evening at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, has Cooper from Northern Kentucky facing off against Danville Christian. In 15 minutes from right now, it's Pikeville tipping off with Bethlehem. The voice of the Moorhead State University Eagles, Chuck Mraz, will call the play-by-play. MSU Athletics Hall of Famer Julie Muntz will provide expert commentary. After this timeout, Chuck visits with the respective head coaches. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards!
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Welcome back to the Sweet 16. It's Pikeville taking on Bethlehem. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by Pikeville head coach Christy Orem. Christy, we were talking about it. Getting to the Sweet 16 is a big challenge for any team, no matter how good they are. They run through a gauntlet every season, so getting here was an arduous task for your club.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, it's such a grind the entire season is. And so for us, we knew it was going to be really important for us to have a harder schedule than what we've had in the years past, and so that it would prepare us to be challenged and to be in a game situation where we had to fight our way through, and I think we were able to do that.
Well, you mentioned to me that you made sure your team played some great teams, not just in Kentucky, but mm-hmm. other places as well.
Yeah, we played three nationally ranked teams this year. We went to New York City and played Christ the King. We got to play Incarnate Word, who's got the longest winning streak in the nation, I think, with like 130 wins right now, and then obviously got to play Sacred Heart, and they're another nationally ranked team. So it's been good for us.
You know, I recognize a number of the names on your team. Mm-hmm. This is a group of girls that, as you told me, has been pretty special.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, today is Trinity Rose's 19th birthday. She played her 14th birthday in seventh grade here. That was her first state tournament. So exciting for her. And then, you know, all of the rest of our seniors in Kier, Thornsberry, and Kristen Wadded and Riley Toss, they've worked their entire lives for this.
Well, the thing about it is you do have a veteran club, so coming in on the big stage, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it won't be a big deal for them, mm-hmm. but at the same time, they won't be intimidated by it. Is that fair to say?
I think so. I think, you know, everything's been kind of normal for us. We've played a lot of road trips. We've been playing a lot of big tournaments and everything. So I've watched the girls and how they've handled themselves in the last couple of days, and it's like, you know, been there, done that. And this year, we, you know, definitely want to come out and not just be here to play that first game. We want to be here for more.
What are the strong points of your club?
I think our speed and obviously the way we shoot the ball, the three-point shooting is, I think, something that most teams don't have, that we have, you know, three girls who are very, very, very good shooters. And I think defensively, that's just something that we've always hung our hat on.
You played Bethlehem once already this mm-hmm. year at the end of December. You handled them okay, but at the same time, what do you take from that game that you can use today?
Well, you know, at that time, Leah was out. Macy was out hurt, and so it's a different team today. I mean, obviously, we were able to play them at our place in our Christmas tournament, and what was also able to watch them for two or three games while they were there, and they are a lot like us in their guard play. Like, they shoot the ball really, really well, and they've got great guard play, and then Leah just adds that extra dimension to it, and it's going to be big because she's such a good rebounder, and we have to keep her off the offensive boards.
Well, Christy, good luck today.
Thank you.
Pikeville head coach Christy Orem. I'm Chuck Meraz. More coming up on the Morgan & Morgan Kentucky Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Welcome back to the Girls Sweet 16. It's Bethlehem taking on Pikeville. We're joined by Bethlehem head coach Jason Parkwell. Jason, first of all, congratulations on your team getting here. You've been here before, obviously, last year, but coming back again, that's pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, this never gets old for sure. You know, proud of my team. Looking forward to getting it started today.
Well, you faced Pikeville once before at the end of December, and I was talking to Coach Orem. You didn't have your best player, Leah Macy, in that ball game. Wound up losing it. So you get a chance maybe not really for revenge, because the whole goal here is to survive in advance.
It's just a game. You know, we're going to try to do a little better than we did last time, and having Leah definitely is a big help. She's a phenomenal player. So, you know, we'll tip it up and see where the ball goes.
Let's talk about Leah Macy. I've seen the numbers, but I know that she's more than just numbers.
She's a special kid. She works really hard, great teammate, great on off the court. She makes everybody around her better, and that's a sign of a good player.
We'll talk about the rest of your team.
I love my team. Carly Thurman's been with me since she was in the seventh grade. She's the all-time leading scorer at Bethlehem. Then the two Miles sisters are both 1,000-point scorers. Kenzie Clayton's my defender. She'll probably guard Trinity today. The bench, I ain't scared to put any of them in at any given time.
Does it help, though, that you've already seen Pikeville?
Yeah, it does. It does. We haven't played each other in the All-A, but we've been at the All-A a couple times together. So we're kind of familiar with each other, I'm sure. And, playing them earlier in the season, it kind of gives you an idea of what they like to do and what we like to do. So it ought to be an interesting game.
How does this game shape up in your mind?
Hey, our problem all year has been on the defensive end of the court. We can score with anybody. Me and you was just talking about the Moorhead deal there a while ago, and it'll be on the defensive end of the court that we really need to concentrate and get some stops.
And watching some of these games early on, it seems like the teams have to kind of feel each other out through the first couple of minutes. There's some jitters to get out. You worried about that at all?
I hope not, but they are teenagers, so I don't know. I hope the lights of being here and being in the big games and the big moments help us out on that aspect, but you never really know. So hopefully they'll relax and get to playing ball game like they can.
Well, the other thing is you do have some girls who've been here before, so they know the routine.
Yes, they're kind of familiar with the whole setup, so that should help us on that aspect. But there again, they're teenage girls. We'll see what happens when the lights come on.
All right, Jason, have a great game.
Hey, thank you, sir.
I'm Jason Clark, Bethlehem head coach. I'm Chuck Mraz. More on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's stuffrecycling.com.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
We are your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. By Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Time now for the Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups. It's 5th region champion Bethlehem against 15th region champ Pikeville. Bethlehem led by Jason Clark, a record of 26-8. Here's his starting five. At one guard will be 5'7.5" senior Ashlyn Miles. Her sister, 5'7" junior Tessa Miles, the second guard. And the third guard, 5'5" senior Kenzie Clayton. The lone forward is Carly Thurman, a 5'7 senior, and Lauren Macy. Check that. Leah Macy will be the center, a 6'2 junior, averaging 25 points, 14 rebounds, shooting 69% from the field. Now for Pikeville, three guards and two forwards. The first guard will be Trinity Rowe, a 5'5 senior. The second guard, 5'5 senior, Christian Whitehead. The third guard is Kyra Thornsberry, a 5'6 senior. The lone forward, rather, the two forwards are Leanne Jackson and Riley Tice. Jackson, a 5'8 junior, and for Tice, a 5'6 senior. And those are your Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups. Time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. Here's Julie.
Yeah, for Pikeville Lady Panthers, the keys to the game is they need to push the ball in transition. Also pressure the ball and control the tempo. For the Bethlehem Banshees, for Coach Jason Clark, they need to be aggressive and play physical. Value each possession and play solid and intense defense by making Pikeville turn the ball over.
And that's our Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned. Later in our broadcast, we'll name them. Time now to step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Bethlehem will be dressed in white uniforms today, royal blue numbers and letters, along with some gold and royal trim. As for Pikeville, black uniforms today, maroon numbers and letters and some gray trim, along with some maroon trim. Julie, these two teams played back at the end of December, with Pikeville scoring a double-digit victory, but Bethlehem, as we talked about with the two head coaches, did not have star Leah Macy in the lineup. She was out with an injury, and when you take 25 points and 14 rebounds out of your starting five, that makes it difficult to win.
That is very difficult. And also to note that she is also the eighth best player in the nation in her class. So that is a huge, huge difference in not having Leah in the lineup.
Well, these are two very good shooting basketball teams. Bethlehem, 50% as a team from the floor, 38% from three-point land. As for Pikeville, 47% overall and 37% from three-point range. Both teams well over 70% from the free throw line. Your officials for this ball game: Josh Birdsong, Andy Dunn, and Kenneth Kegley. Pikeville traveling right to left on your radio dial. Flip side for Bethlehem, as Macy will be up against Jackson in the center circle to open this ball game up. Officials have them set. And here we go, and the opening tap control by Bethlehem. That's Ashlyn Miles in the backside. She picks it off near the free throw line, comes forward across the timeline and works out front and around to the right side to Clayton. Whips it back out to Thurman, high left to Tessa Miles. She'll drive the right wing, kick to Clayton at the wing. Up top, Macy, she'll play it to the deck, spin to her left, to the block, to the goal, with a layup, it's in.
That is a beautiful, nice spin move to the basket. Awesome job by Leah Macy.
Macy with the first two of the ball game, as now Pikeville gets a chance on offense. Whitehead around the left side to Thornsberry. She'll bring it back out, walks the dribble out between the circles, and looks out front to the near side, kicking it out to Rowe. Rowe turning right. Now around the right side to Thornsberry. She'll drive the paint, take it to the goal. Missed the short shot off the glass off the rim. Macy the rebound. She'll do it herself up the floor. This girl can really handle the basketball as well as shoot it. Patessa Miles driving to the right block toward the near baseline to Ashlyn Miles. Short shot, but on the iron, no. Right block rebound cleared away by Thornsberry for Pikeville. Right to left to the logo. Taking the short pass is Trinity Rowe. Rowe down the left arc, turns right, back to her left, looking for a screen. She'll drive baseline left. The runner with the left hand from seven. Leah Macy, the rebound, immediately tied up. I think we've got a jump ball. Yes, we do. Possession line favors Pikeville. So they'll retain the possession. Baseline left on the inbound will be Rowe. Rowe looks in, left corner to Jackson. Jackson back to Rowe, driving in the left-hand three-footer. It's in.
You know, that is her bread-and-butter shot for Trinity Rowe. She has a nice floater.
2-2 the score. As up the floor comes Thurman. Right to left, Tessa Miles. Back to Clayton, high right to Thurman. Thurman holding, right block to Ashlyn Miles coming out. Faces up on her defender, near side, Macy. Macy outside the paint, goes to the block, turns left, puts up the seven-footer, in and out, back in again. She's got all four Bethlehem points.
Yeah, that is an automatic chuck. She does such a great job with the spin move.
4-2, Bethlehem leads. We played about 2 minutes. Thornsberry, left angle drive, trying to get around Miles to the goal. Puts it off the glass and in. And that was a right way auto glass off the glass shot. The other way, Bethlehem. Tessa Miles back behind her, Macy. She'll shoot the three, rims off, no. Floor rebound, baseline left. Tessa Miles has it, puts it off the window and in.
That was a tough shot by Miles, Tessa Miles.
And it's 6-4. Bethlehem with the lead, defended. Trinity Miles driving baseline left into a double team, rolls it to the right corner. Whitehead open from three-point land, Kansas.
Whitehead was filling it in the corner.
7-6, Pikeville in front. Macy, high left, holding, puts it to the deck, driving in with a scoop. Off the glass, it'll spin off the iron, no good. Rebound Jackson for Pikeville up the right sideline, does it herself to the offensive end. To Rowe at the logo, down the near side, Thornsberry, cut off by Tessa Miles, whips it back out to Rowe. 7-6, Pikeville in front, 4:57 to go in the first quarter here at the Girls Sweet 16. Pikeville in control of the basketball, that's Thornsberry at the right wing. Up top, Whitehead, backs it up, high right to Thornsberry, toward the corner, and Whitehead. And back out it goes to the right of the emblem to Thornsberry. She'll play it down, put it to the near side to Rowe popping out at the wing. Rowe turns right into Macy. Nothing doing there. Cross court, right side, Thornsberry. Very patient on offense. Tice now from the free throw line. Jump, shoots, and misses. Macy the rebound for Bethlehem. Comes to the offensive end to the right side to Ashlyn Miles. Back to Clayton. Check that, Thurman. Right corner, Clayton. She'll jack the high arching three. No. Franklin lane, the rebound. Rowe trying to outrace Ashlyn Miles to the goal at the other end. Puts up the layup, off the glass and in.
Outstanding move by Kristen Whited as she dribbled it in for the layup.
She's got five. 9-6. Pikeville leads. Bethlehem on offense. Thurman, wide left, open. Clayton. She'll fire up a three. Back of the rim. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Macy, one bounce, turn to her left. The layup is in.
Leah Macy just bodied in there.
She's got six, and now a steal at the other end by Thurman of Bethlehem. Here they come on the runout. Back to the left corner. Open is Clayton. She'll slow it down. The Macy cutting at the block. Puts it up off the glass, and a miss off the rim. Rebound Thornsberry for Pikeville. Ahead it goes to Rowe. Baseline right to Jackson, knocked away, but Tice has it. She misses the short shot, but Jackson cleans it up and scores.
Outstanding team rebounding, a good putback.
11-8, Pikeville with a three-point advantage, 3:15 to go in the first. Bethlehem works the offense. It's Tessa Miles at the left elbow. Back behind her, Clayton driving the wing, comes in, has her shot rejected. Whistle foul against Pikeville. And this belongs to Jackson. That's the first foul of the ball game for either team. As about to come in for Bethlehem will be Gracie Osborne. Osborne, a 5'4 sophomore. Clayton line right for two, shoves up the first one, it's in.
Yeah, the pace of the game is just unbelievably quick right now. I'm sure that was a good little rest for the Bethlehem Banshees at being able to shoot the foul shots.
11-9. Pikeville by two. Second free throw makes it a one-point lead as Clayton able to sink it. Now Osborne into the ball game for the Banshees. Pikeville will bring it up. Rowe after the inbound from Tice. Walks it up. Gets the play from head coach Christy Orme. Comes down central across the timeline. Man, at this point looks like for Bethlehem. She'll dance to the right hash. Skips it high left. Coming out Tice. Tice on Ashlyn Miles. To the right side, open Thornsberry, firing up the three. Missed it, floor rebound, top of the key, taken away, Tessa Miles. They're two on three, Tessa Miles driving to the goal, missed it off the window. Free throw line rebound, Thornsberry. Or check that, Thurman, she puts up a shot to miss, another put back and a miss now, baseline left, off the glass and in for Leah Macy. She's got eight.
Leah Macy just cleaning the boards up.
12-11. Bethlehem by one. Trinity Rowe near side. Angle drive on the crossover dribble. Puts up the one-hander off the glass and in. That's another right-way auto glass off the glass shot.
That floater shot by Trinity Rowe is just deadly.
13-12, we go back and forth. Pikeville by one. Tessa Miles, top of the key off the screen from Macy. Far side to Thurman. The runner left of the lane from seven. It will roll and go.
That was an unbelievably tough shot by Carly Thurman.
And now it's 14-13. Bethlehem by one. Thurman's first two. Jackson, high left, looking straight away to Rowe. Rowe takes it down the left arc. To the corner. Now she'll turn, set her feet, fire a three, switch.
Huge three-point shot by Trinity Rowe for the Southern Mississippi commit.
She's 40% from outside the arc this season and showed it there. Tessa Miles left of the lane. Far corner to Ashlyn Miles. She'll drive the wing to the near side. Firing and missing is Gracie Osborne. Rebound to Pikeville. Here come the Panthers. Down the far side it goes to Whitehead. High right row for another triple. Bottom of the glass, no. Jackson, the offensive rebound, put back. Doesn't go, but she is fouled. Two free throws coming for her. This foul will belong to Ashlyn Miles. Her first and the first on Bethlehem. That takes us to a media timeout. 1:13 to go in the first quarter. Mingy beef jerky, girls sweet 16. Bethlehem 14. Or rather, Pikeville 16, Bethlehem 14. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Take a trip to Moorhead, your road trip from Bardstown, Bethlehem to Moorhead rolls on for 126 miles. The trip from Pikeville High to Moorhead takes 90 miles. Let's go down to Carl Nathan.
Thank you, Chuck. This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Most of the players on this Bethlehem 5, Region 5 champion team in basketball were also part of the state champion in girls soccer this past fall, 2023. So multi-sport athletes are still alive and well at Bethlehem in Bardstown. Chuck?
Jackson will be at the line to our left. Leanne Jackson in this ball game has a couple of points. She's at the free throw line where she is 58% this season. Two shots here. Her team leads by two, 16-14 over Bethlehem. Shoves up the first free throw, back of the rim, kicks out, no good. A little too strong. Rather, Pikeville about to make a lineup change as Jackson with the second free throw. Two-hand shot, high archer. Missed that one again, off the glass, off the rim. Macy taps the rebound to herself. Macy hustles to the offensive end with the dribble. Back to the left hash and Tessa Miles. Miles working out front straight away. High right to Clayton. Clayton looks for someone to cut. Instead to Macy back out front. Macy plays it down, left to the lane, on the run from seven, in and out, In the paint, the rebound. Tice for Pikeville, up the left sideline, Rowe. Rowe down the wing, hands it there to Thornsberry, and Thornsberry against Tessa Miles whips it out to Whitehead. Skips it high left to Thornsberry, wants the cutting Rowe, but she's not open. Back to Whitehead, straight away, Thornsberry, far side to Rowe. Looks like you're in a 2-3 zone right now, talking about Bethlehem. Turning left is Rowe, back out front to reset. She surveys, driving in on Macy, high left, dancing to her left, can't find the shot to the corner. Thornsberry, a couple of dribbles to her right, back out to the line to Rowe. 12 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Rowe's going to hold it for the last shot. 6 seconds to go as she comes forward on Macy, moves in high left, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, but gets Macy in the air. Fires a three from the wing and cans it.
Unbelievable shot. Great clock management by Trinity Rowe.
And we're done with one quarter of action at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. It's Pikeville 19, Bethlehem 14. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes. As easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Second quarter opens with Pikeville on top of Bethlehem, 19-14. Thurman controls to our right, top of the arc. High left to Tessa Miles in the lane. Macy triple team, ball taken out of her hands, a steal. Tice has it. Up the right sideline to Rowe, weaving through traffic to the offensive end, to the left corner, open Whitehead. She'll fire a three and knock it down.
Another big three-point shot by Whitehead.
She's got 8 points. 22-14, Pikeville with the lead. Thurman toward the left corner. Ashlyn Miles drives the lane, spin to her left, put it up off the glass, off the rim, no good. Pikeville the board. Just coming in for Pikeville is Kylie Alvin. She got the rebound. Now it's high left offensive end to Trinity Rowe. Checked by Leah Macy. They run out also with Kenzie Clayton. Pikeville works the basketball. Thornsbury, right arc, dribbles out left, left to right for the handoff. Rowe. Rowe moves in, top of the key, crossover dribble, then backs up to the logo. 6:52 to go in the half. Right side it goes to Whitehead. Holding, looking. Turning left around Macy. Gets back to the emblem. High left cutting row free throw line on the catch. Wide left, Whitehead. Fakes, gets around the defender, runs to the lane, fires from 12. Left block rebound, a tie up there. Tessa Miles and Tice of Pikeville. This time the possession light. We'll go to Pikeville. No, there we got a foul.
It's like Riley Tice with the foul.
Yep, her first, second on Pikeville. Actually, their first team foul this quarter. The other way, Bethlehem defends as at the right elbow, Leah Macy up top. It goes out to Tessa Miles. Ashlyn Miles, left wing, high right to Clayton and head of the key. Macy, she'll play it down. Spin to her left, triple team, left block, fades, fires, back of the rim, no, kicks out. Pikeville the rebound, Trinity Rowe, she'll do it herself, down the offensive end to Alvin at the near side. She'll angle in free throw line to the right corner in Whitehead. She'll circle back out front. Being checked there by Bethlehem's Carly Thurman. Man-to-man right now, Bethlehem. High left, coming out toward the elbow. Thornsbury, double team. Back to the wing, Whitehead. She'll drive to the left, block to the goal with a right-hand scoop and score.
She is displaying unbelievable quickness and a nice first step to the basket.
She's got 10, 24-14. Pikeville by 10. Right wing, coming Thurman. Got it into Tessa Miles. Euro step to the lane, missed the shot underneath the goal. Tice the rebound for Pikeville, and now Trinity Rowe trying to get out of the backcourt is fouled before she can get to the timeline. And that foul will go on Bethlehem's Kenzie Clayton, her first personal. And that is the team's first as well in the second quarter.
Yeah, Kenzie Clayton has to keep Trinity Rowe in front of her. Because if she gets through her, that's an automatic shot to the basket.
Shyla Kidd, a 5'6 sophomore, comes in for Pikeville. Pikeville offensive end, right hash inbound. Alvin out front to Rowe, taking it left to the lane, goes to the baseline, to the right corner, to Rowe, to the near side, ties from 10, overshoots the basket, off the glass it ricochets to Macy, down the floor, left wing to Thurman, driving in, putting up the short shot, missed it, whistle foul.
And that's one element that gives the Banshees some advantage. When you have Leah Macy bringing the ball up the floor, who's at least 6'2", and she's able to locate her teammates on the fast break.
First foul on the 5'3 sophomore, Kylie Alvin. And for Pikeville, second of the quarter. Pikeville by 10 is at the line. Thurman for two, knocks down the first one.
And again, Carly Thurman, I believe she is the Banshees' all-time leading scorer.
There's her second one with the right hand. Perfect. She's got four. 24-16. Single-digit lead now for Pikeville as the Panthers come offensive end. Row out near the right hash. Turns it left into two Bethlehem defenders. Leah Macy, one of them. She'll drive the runner from seven in the lane. Hit the glass and nothing else. She took contact and was fouled. And she'll earn two free throws. That foul goes on Leah Macy. Just her first.
Yeah, that's the thing about Trinity Rose. She can blow by you in a hurry, and very, very quick off the dribble. And that's why we said we got to keep Trinity Rose in front of the defender.
She hits the first free throw, by the way, team two in terms of fouls for Bethlehem. Rose with 11 points. Make it 12 as she dumps in the next free throw. Lead back to 10 for Pikeville as Thurman the other way. Tessa Miles at the left sideline now works it high left to the right corner. Ashlyn Miles driving the baseline, feeds in the lane to Macy. To the near side of lane, turn five-footer, yes.
She just did a phenomenal job muscling in that shot.
She's got 10, but her team is still down by 8, 26-18, 4:43 to go in the half. Thornsberry out front working the dribble down to her left, near sideline Alvin. Alvin backs out, turns right, comes to the far side, Thornsberry. Thornsberry, one bounce and back out to the far hash. Rowe. Rowe holding on Clayton, dancing back to her left to the logo. Double team, trap, spins it to Jackson, knocked away out of bounds by Carly Thurman at the far sideline. Looks like Pikeville will keep it as Bethel makes a lineup change. Kaylee McElroy will come in. She's a 5'4 freshman.
When the Banshees are playing different defensive schemes, they do a really good job trapping up front, being able to create some chaos.
Right hash inbound, Thornsberry to the backcourt, and Rowe, who comes back across the line, switching hands on the dribble. High right coming out, Whitehead. High left, Thornsberry, near arc to Rowe coming across. Rowe back out straight away to Kidd. Kidd to Rowe at the near sideline. She'll curl out front, driving left to the lane, near side. Three-pointer put up by Kidd, and it's good.
Nothing but net. Awesome three-point shot.
Kidd with her first points. And now underneath the other way, a layup put up by Kaylee McElroy, and she scores it.
Kidd got caught sleeping there, and great job hitting a girl on the inside.
29-20. Now at the other end, we'll hustle down for Rowe with an 18-footer. She missed that jumper. That last basket, by the way, was a jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. 29-20. Pikeville in front by 9. Rowe baseline left with 3:30 to go in the first half. Tessa Miles in her face. Down low, she tries to inbound. Knocked away, a steal for Bethlehem. They'll run out again. They've got a 4-on-2. Ashlyn Miles, baseline left, puts up the layup. Off the glass, off the rim, and good. And now at the other end, Jackson, baseline right, can't get a shot off. To the right corner, Kidd for another three. In and out, Macy the rebound. Midcourt pass to Tessa Miles. As it knocked away, there's a big pile up. High right in the Bethlehem offensive end. And the possession light will favor Pikeville. As Tice back in for Pikeville.
Kenzie
Clayton back in for Bethlehem. 29-22, Pikeville by 7. 3:07 to go in the first half. Backcourt near side, Whitehead drops it into Rowe. Rowe calling the play, coming to the midcourt line. Angles to the right hash and back to her left. Jackson tried to set a screen. Now a double team on Rowe, takes it down the left sideline, leaves it there on the hop for Whitehead. She'll circle out front, Bounce to the right side. Jackson open for three-point land. Put it on the board.
Wow, that shot is just deadly. They are shooting really, really good from the three-point line.
She's got five. Tessa Miles the drive to the lane. Running one-hander from five. No, Macy offensive rebound knocked away. Tessa Miles right block has it. Skips it far side. Open Clayton. She'll jack the three and miss. Baseline right the rebound. Pikeville Thornsbury to Rowe. Here comes Rowe to the front side. At the left arc, she'll leave it for Thornsbury with 2:25 to play in the second quarter. She'll back it up, start forward on Ashlyn Miles. Knocked down, and I think we're going to get a foul on Ashlyn Miles. And that's the case. That'll be her second. And let's go down to Carl.
Chuck, and we're pleased to be joined by Dr. Erica Ballard, optometrist at UK Advanced Eye Care. My first question, Erica, what made you choose eye care over other areas of medicine?
Well, the eyes are just such a small organ that can tell you so much about the rest of the body, and especially coming from a small place like Clay County, that's why I got my black and gold on today. Any little bit helps to help improve the outcomes for health for the whole region, even just a little thing like that.
What are some of the services that you provide to patients at UK Healthcare Advanced Eye Care?
I do your regular eyeglass exams, contact lenses, acute care, but also low vision services for folks who are visually impaired or have blindness. So something that is just really near and dear to my heart and to the whole region as a whole, just with as much can go on there.
Now, people have a lot of choices when it comes to eye care and where they go. Why should they choose UK Advanced Eye Care?
I think it's just the qualifications of everybody who works there and just the amount of services that we do offer. About every subspecialty in ophthalmology is there, plus just really specialized services and providers who really care about their patients, from the least of these to the most of these. So it's just really special to all of us.
Well, listen, continued success to you. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Erica Ballard, optometrist, UK Advanced Eye Care, part of UK Healthcare. As we go back to Chuck and Julie.
And thank you very much, Carl. We have 2:19 to go in the half, 32-22. Pikeville leads Bethlehem. That last foul, by the way, was number two on Pikeville. Bethlehem has three team fouls. Pikeville will have the ball at the right hash. On the inbound will be Kyra Thornsbury. She'll go backside to Rowe, who's coming across the line with a right-hand dribble. Rowe, right side, up the sideline for it. Whitehead out front, popping for it. Tice around the left of Thornsbury. Thornsbury bouncing near the left hash, standing, looking for the opening. Starts forward, comes to the near side of the lane, and back out straight away. Tice, high right to Whitehead. Finds Rowe coming left to right to the top of the key. Near side, Thornsbury. Catch and shoot three. It rattles out no good. Rebound knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Jackson of Pikeville. It will be Bethlehem basketball. Pikeville has never won a state tournament game. 0-6 lifetime in the Sweet 16. But right now they lead by 10, 32-22. Bethlehem has Carly Thurman controlling. Head of the key around the right. To Clayton, back out front to Tessa Miles around the left. It goes to Thurman. Left block, Ashlyn Miles spins to her left, puts up the short shot off the glass off the rim. No, but the putback is good by Leah Macy. She's now got 12.
Yeah, she is just a phenomenal post player, and she just creates space and just muscles her way through the paint.
32-24. Bethlehem defends down by eight. Rowe being chased by two defenders down the left arc to Whitehead. To the block, Tice. Fakes left, goes right, misses the short shot. Another rebound for Leah Macy, who brings it across the timeline herself. She'll penetrate, go coast to coast, left block to the goal, off the window, and roll and go in.
There she is again, just having her, imposing her will on the interior.
14 points for Macy. 32-26. Thornsbury from the left wing tries a three for Pikeville. Missed it. Rebound ricochets off two players out of bounds. Last touched by Ashlyn Miles of Bethlehem. And Bethlehem makes a lineup change, sending in Lauren Macy. 5'7 freshman. Baseline left. Rowe on the inbound. Near corner. Thornsbury for it. Out to the hash near side. Whitehead wants Rowe. Coming to the top of the key in between the circles. She'll dance back and come left. Working on Clayton. extending that defense, almost kind of like a matchup right now a little bit. On the trap out of it, Rowe with 26 seconds to go in the half. Goes to Thornsbury outside the left hash. She'll be checked there by Lauren Macy. 17 seconds to go. Pikeville scored on the last shot of the first quarter, trying to match that here to end the half. Out near the timeline at the logo, Thornsbury on the dribble. 9 seconds to go. Starting forward, driving right corner. Whitehead, catch and shoot three. In the lane, Tice the rebound, the putback, air ball running left. And another shot and a miss as it was partially blocked. Jackson had a try, but it was deflected and no good. And we're done with 16 minutes of basketball here at Rupp Arena in the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 first round contest. 32-26, Pikeville leads Bethlehem. And a good first half of play as we're about to go down to our own Carl Nathy, who in just a moment will be talking with Pikeville head coach Christy Orme, who has to be pleased with what she's seen so far from her ball club. Carl?
All right, we're here with Christy Orme, the coach of the Pikeville Lady Panthers. 32-26 at the half. Your impressions?
I'm proud of our girls and how we started off the game, following the game plan. Obviously, as a coach, that's what you want to see. And, you know, just some little things we got to fix defensively. I mean, I know Lee is a player, and it's going to be hard to stop her. So just got to make sure that we handle our possessions and take care of the ball.
You like to push the tempo.
Yes, we do. We're hoping we can get it going a little faster this next half.
All right, Christy, good luck.
Thank you.
Christy Orme, head coach of the Pikeville Lady Panthers, as they lead 32-26 over Bethlehem from Bardstown. We're at halftime, and we'll have more coming up. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Luke Toy, principal at GRC High School. We want you to know how proud we are to be playing in the Sweet 16. Our teams are no strangers to this big stage, but it's special every time. I want to thank Clark County Public Schools for financing the Cardinal Caravan and bringing our community together in a unique and powerful way. We celebrate our student athletes for this amazing achievement, along with our cheerleaders, pep band members, and student media team who have been to every tournament game supporting our Cards. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's StuffRecycling.com.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
Carl Nathy back courtside here at Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center. Our halftime score, Pikeville 32, Bethlehem 26. This is the second day of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls KHSAA Sweet 16 Championship Tournament. And this is the first game of the day. Three more to follow after this. Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. And our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the first half is Leah Macy of Bethlehem. She has 9 to lead all rebounders. She got 9 of her team's 17 rebounds thus far. And did you know exercise is more effective when paired with a high-protein diet like beef, which provides the amino acids needed for muscle building and recovery? That message sponsored by the Kentucky Beef Council. And now we are pleased to be joined by Larry Vaught. I dare say, Larry, you've been doing sports writing for about a half a century now, haven't you?
That is exactly right. In January, it will be exactly a half century.
And formerly the sports editor of the Danville Advocate Messenger, and now covering sports across the state for your Sports Edge and Vaught's Views, amongst other pieces. He's also a much sought, oh, he does Sunday morning sports talk in Lexington on WLAP 630. Much sought after interview guest. That's why I asked him to come on here. Actually, it's because we pay better than anybody else.
That's true.
All right, Larry, in all seriousness, first of all, girls Sweet 16. Next week we have the boys here at Rupp, but it's kind of neat here in Central Kentucky to be able to have the girls one week, the boys the next.
Absolutely. Two terrific weeks of basketball. A lot of great storylines in both tournaments. The boys, you've got several teams that haven't been here, either have never been here or hadn't been here in a long time coming, like Spencer County, Magoffin County, Butler County, which is going to be fun. But the girls, you have a lot of really good teams and a lot of really big-time players also.
What about in terms of this first half of what you've seen? Pikeville, I heard Chuck Moraz, our play-by-play guy, double-checked it, and it was true. Pikeville's been in this tournament, but they've never won a first-round game. They've been in this tournament several times.
I did not realize that. I knew Christy Oram talked about they were tired of coming here and getting beat, but I didn't realize they had never won a first-round game, so I guess that would make you a little bit tired of coming and getting beat like that. So, but they are playing really, really well. I mean, to me, the shocking stat when you look up Aaron Pikeville, 6 out of 12 from 3, and Bethlehem's 0 for 4. Bethlehem's usually a team that has some people that can make some threes. Pikeville, I don't think, normally relies on a three quite that much, but Trinity Rowe and Kristen Whited have been really spectacular there for them. And that's basically why they have the lead. You have an 18-point edge in the three-point shooting. Leah Macy, sensational for Bethlehem, almost a double-double in the first half. I think they've got to get back to a little bit more balance and get back out and get their offense flowing a little bit more in sync instead of just waiting for her to do everything if they're going to be able to get back in this game.
Something I mentioned during one of my sideline reports in the first half was that the core of this Bethlehem girls basketball team, they made up most of the girls soccer championship team for Bethlehem in the fall. So multi-sport athletes still are around, at least in some places.
Yeah, four of their five starters, everybody except Macy, played on the state championship team, and Tessa Miles had the game-winning goal in the state championship game, and I think they all also run track, all four of those do. So they've been terrific athletes for Bethlehem. Carly Thurman's one of my favorite players in the state to watch. Bethlehem's all-time leading goal scorer in soccer, all-time leading scorer in basketball, a really good sprinter in track. So they've got a lot of talent on the team. And they like to get out and run. Pikeville's done a good job, I think, of running when they've had the opportunities, but if not, slowing the game down against Bethlehem.
We're going to continue our conversation with Larry Vaught, veteran sports writer. He now writes for Your Sports Edge and Vaught's Views. You can follow him online. We'll get more on that after the break. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Pikeville 32, Bethlehem 26 at halftime. First game of day two of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16, Kentucky High School Athletic Association. I'm Carl Nathie at Rupp Arena, courtside with Larry Vaught, the veteran sports writer. We've only got just over a minute left, so I'll be quick. When we were coming up, great athletes in high school played, say, football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and then were on either the baseball team or the track and field or something else in the spring. Three-sport athletes were common. Now, you see a lot of high school athletes is very specialized.
Yes, it doesn't matter whether it's male or female. It's turned that way. I think that's one thing you like about this Bethlehem team so much, is they've got the three-sport standouts on there with them. And, yeah, I don't quite get it. I think sometimes it leads to some injuries because you're concentrating on one sport too much. And if you're the best athlete, especially in a small school, you ought to be playing more than one sport.
All right. Now, turning to college basketball, 30 seconds. UK 23-8. They're kind of on a roll right now. They finished the season strong. What do you think are their prospects in the SEC tournament and then the NCAA?
I like them. John Calipari says they're built for March, Carl. Come on now. Don't get off the bandwagon there on him right now. Just pay attention to what Calipari's telling you. But I like when you got four guards like they do that can all score. And I like games where you win by scoring. I mean, nothing wrong with winning 90-86 instead of 60-54. So I like it. I think they're going to do really well.
All right. Larry Vaught, thank you so much, sir. And you can follow Larry at yoursportsedge.com and vaughtsviews.com. We will continue with the second half. We'll have a special interview with the Bethlehem head coach, Pikeville 32, Bethlehem 26. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
About 90 seconds away from the start of the second half, we're here with Bethlehem head coach Jason Clark. Your team trails by six. What do you got to do in the second half, coach?
Got to guard the three-point line. I was looking at the stat sheet. They've hit six, and we're 0 for 4, so it's kind of the difference in the ball game. It's kind of what I told the girls before the game started, and we got to do a better job of running them off at three-point line.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Jason Clark, the Bethlehem Banshees head coach. The Bethlehem Banshees from Bardstown. That's three B's for you, but a man who always gets an A, in my book anyway. Here he is, the voice of Morehead State, and along with the Morehead State Athletics Hall of Famer, Julie Muntz. Ladies and gentlemen, we present Chuck Meraz. Was that a good audition for my...
You apparently never talked to any of my elementary school teachers.
I just wanted to know... That. Was that good for my audition for Ed McMahon?
That's
I want to
right.
be your Ed McMahon.
That's right.
Okay,
you're hired.
Yeah, he's A-plus in my book.
Well, before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. 32-26, Pikeville in front over Bethlehem. And this could be a really good second half. These two teams, I think, match up pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Jason Clark was saying, they want to knock them off the three-point line. But you have to be careful as well because they also attack the rim very strong as well. So, you know, that's just something they have to keep in mind as well.
Well, one thing that Pikeville, I thought, did successfully offensively in the first half was draw Liam Macy out on the floor away from the defensive glass, giving Pikeville's other players, after a shot, a chance to get rebounds.
Oh, absolutely, and that's going to be tough. Leah does have to maintain in the paint area, but she has to recognize and be aware of that because, you know, her rebounding ability is stellar amongst all the players here at the tournament. So they do have to make it sure they do a great job bodying the players and check the cutters through the lane.
Tessa Miles inbounds to Macy, left to the logo to Ashlyn Miles. Ashlyn pounds it down, right hand out front. Free throw line, Macy plays it down. Double, triple team, quadruple team, and she double dribbled and turned it over.
One thing that Pikeville is doing, every time Leah Macy gets the ball in the interior, they are smothering her, sometimes double and triple teaming, and she has to make sure that she gets rid of the ball quickly and be able to hit the open three-point shot.
Third Bethlehem turnover, Pikeville, first trip down the floor, second half. At the right wing, Thornsbury curls out front, splits a couple defenders. Tice, right corner, Whitehead for a triple. Offensive rebound, Tice toward the left, blocked through the hands of Jackson. She saves it from going out of bounds. Loose ball near midcourt, picked away by Thurman. Now knocked away from behind by Whitehead, and out of bounds at the baseline, and it will be Pikeville with the basketball. I think they just called a foul as well
Carly
on
Thurman.
Carly Thurman.
Yeah. She did give her a little shove out through the floor there.
Her first personal, first foul on either team in the third quarter. Pikeville, backcourt inbound. Thurman, or rather Thornsbury, drops it in the row, gives it back to Thornsbury across the timeline, met by Ashlyn Miles at the logo. Right wing coming out, Whitehead feeds it back out to her left, Tice around the left to Thornsbury. Launch row, can't find her open as they have her blanketed right now. Thornsbury backs up to the far hash on Ashlyn Miles, driving left wing to the baseline, got to the goal, goes to the right corner, Whitehead. One bounce, right elbow, Tice. Tice on Tessa Miles, back to the near side. Thornsbury whips it out to Rowe. Rowe to the right of the emblem, plays it down. Good defense thus far by Bethlehem. Right arc, Thornsbury controls to her left. Spin move, got her to the free throw line. Down the lane, the runner from three, off the glass, off the rim. No, Macy has the rebound, immediately tied up. Jump ball called, possession like Pikeville, and the Bethlehem fans wanted a foul.
Yeah, they are definitely playing, both teams are definitely playing physical and aggressive.
So Pikeville, another offensive opportunity with the baseline left inbound. Goes to the left corner to Tice, to the far hash, and Whitehead high right to Thornsbury. Looking for the cutting, Rowe gives her the ball as she comes right to left out front. She'll take it down the left arc, leave it there for Whitehead. She'll curl to the free throw line, kick it high right to Thornsbury, driving free throw line back to Rowe. Left elbow, jump, shoot, hit.
Yes, you have got to get a hand in Trinity Rowe's face. She is just an outstanding shooter.
15 points for her. From the right side, trying to answer. Clayton missed the shot. Pikeville the rebound. Tice down the floor, has it, takes it to the goal, missed the layup. Jackson got the rebound. Leah Macy wrestling with the Pikeville player for the ball. Ball comes loose. We had a tie-up, though, before that. And it's going to be Bethlehem basketball.
Yeah, Leah Macy did not like that contact.
Macy will inbound, drops it in to Carly Thurman, back to Macy, left of the emblem to the offensive end. Works high left, moves in free throw line to the right of the lane, down to the baseline, to the block. Kicks it high left. Tessa Miles for three. Wow. Nothing but net.
Swish by Miles.
She's got five. And it's 34-29. Pikeville by five. They've led by double digits in this game. Pikeville crosses the timeline. It's Rowe down the right arc. Leaves it there on the hop for Thornsbury. Circles left, comes free throw line. High left, Whitehead. Back to the corner. Thornsbury for a triple. In and out, wouldn't go. Offensive rebound. Tice put back. That won't go. Jackson, another offensive board. Foul from behind, I think, by Macy as she tried to go up.
Well, that's one thing that Bethlehem's going to have to do. They're going to have to do a better job blocking out. They're getting too many second chance opportunities.
Tessa Miles actually will get that foul. Her first personal. Bethlehem's second. Line right for Pikeville will be Leanne Jackson. 0-2 at the line, 2 points in the game, and now 0-3 at the line as she clanks off the first one. But she'll have another opportunity. Kylie Alvin in for Pikeville. Comes in for Tice. Jackson floats up the next free throw. That curls out no good. Macy a rebound for Bethlehem. As she does many times, she'll bring it up the floor for the Banshees. She'll turn left off a screen, a hard screen, driving left to the lane. The runner off the glass and through.
Yeah, Leah Macy just has unbelievable ball control as she shoots the ball.
Down at the other end now, Thornsbury answering with a bucket of her own.
Christy Orme is correct. They are definitely picking up the pace here in the game.
36-31. Bethlehem down by five, trying to cut that deficit. Now a steal at the other end by Jackson. Took the ball from Tessa Macy. Ashley Miles steals it back. Loose ball right side. Bethlehem has it. Coming out front to Thurman for a triple. She can't get that one to go down the drain. Alvin the rebound coming down the floor left to right for Pikeville. Lady Panthers in the offensive end. Inside the left hash, it's Rowe controlling. She'll drive the angle. Got to the block for the goal. Feeds up a shot. Missed it, but she'll get two free throws after being fouled.
I'll tell you what I haven't seen in this tournament, Chuck, is you don't see too many girls taking the charge anymore. That's something that she can beat her to the spot and be able to set her feet, square her shoulders, and being able to take the charge.
Foul goes on Tessa Miles, her second, third on Bethlehem. Row at the line, first free throw left short off the front of the rim. And now Tice returns for Pikeville as Rowe gets a second free throw line right. Trinity Rowe has had a really good ball game. And her next free throw gives her 15 points. 37-31, Pikeville by six. Bethlehem, though, on the offensive end. Leah Macy works out front, driving left to the key, to the block, to the baseline. Feeds up that short shot. She likes to shoot, and she knocks it off the glass, and down it goes. Macy, 16 points, 11 rebounds. At the baseline, Whitehead threw it into Jackson, knocked away a steal for Bethlehem. Thurman all the way down, coast to coast with a drive, a layup, and a miss. Macy put back, try after the rebound. That won't go, but she'll be at the line after being fouled. She'll get two charity tosses.
Yeah, Bethlehem did a nice job filling the lanes, being able to beat their opponent on transition. Macy was the trailer and was easily picked up the rebound, was easily fouled on that.
Tice with her second personal. Macy's first free throw will roll and go. Thornsbury in for Alvin for Pikeville. 37-34. Bethlehem within three. Macy with another free throw can trim the deficit even further. Macy, right hand push. Second free throw also good. She has been great today. 19 points, 12 rebounds. Her team down by two defends. At the left hash, Trinity Rowe holds for Pikeville. Dancing to her right to the emblem. Works on Clayton. Takes it left to the lane. Ball knocked loose. Bethlehem has it. Clayton down the floor. Tessa Miles off her leg. It rolls inside. Knocked away. Ashley Miles right block. Spins. Fires. Misses.
Whoa.
And now two players go down on the rebound. And now some words exchanged between Tice and Carly Thurman, which now that's broken up quickly.
Wow, that was tough. Looks like Riley Tice, when they had a little tie up there, when she was getting up, she kind of kicked the opponent, and the referee was right on top of it, being able to tee her up.
Christy Orme not happy with Riley Tice, who also picked up her third personal foul, first of the quarter on Pikeville, which leads 37-35. So that's a big turn of events.
It is, and especially when she has her third foul, and she's really, really tough in the center, and she does take up a lot of space and being able to defend some of the interior defense there. But she's got to keep her head, and she's got to, you know, get that ball back on the offensive end and off of it.
Shyla Kidd, who saw some action in the first half for Pikeville, will be coming in, I'm going to bet, for Riley Tice.
Yeah, I think that's a great substitution. Just kind of let Tice, you know, get her head back and just kind of let that steam cool off for a minute, and just being able to put her back in here in about another minute.
Well, the technical will send Bethlehem to the line, and they'll put Carly Thurman there. Thurman with 4 points, 2 of 2 at the line, free throw up and a miss. She'll get one more. Bethlehem down by 2 as Thurman stands in, flips up the next free throw. This one is right down the middle. 37-36.
Yeah, that was a costly mistake for Tice, because there they shot the free throws. They're within one, and they get the ball back, so they have a chance to go ahead of Pikeville.
Right hash inbound offensive end. Bethlehem will let Tessa Miles do it. She throws it out to the logo, just to the right of it, to Leah Macy. She'll pound it down, come left. Checked by Thornsberry, drives right, had a screen, kick out high right. Three ball put up and missed by Thurman. Rebound Pikeville here. They'll run the other way. Thornsberry to the left hash, waits for help, back to the line in row. Jump feed high right to Kidd to the right corner in Whitehead. Back along the arc, she dribbles and out. She skips it between the circles to Rowe. Rowe standing, dribble there. With 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 37-36 Pikeville. Right wing, Whitehead controls after the pass from Rowe. She'll circle to her left, back to the logo, chased by Macy. Toward the right corner, open for the three ball and missed is Thornsberry. The rebound, Pikeville's Ashlyn Miles, rather Bethlehem's Ashlyn Miles. Gives it to Macy. Macy out front. Takes it down the near side to the left block to the goal. Feeds it up off the glass, off the rim and in. That's her favorite shot, at least today. And she's nailing most of them. She's got 20 points.
And for Jason Clark, that's smart for putting her on the point, being able to drive the shot in, because when she's posting up, they're triple teaming her on the inside.
That gives Bethlehem a one-point lead at 38-37. Kidd works the dribble. Right wing row. Angle right drive. Far side Thornsberry fakes the three and throws it back out to Rowe. 2:06 to go in the quarter. Rowe left to the lane to the corner. Thornsberry down the baseline. The runner from 5.
Wow.
Will give Pikeville the lead again.
That's a nice little floater shot.
She's got 7 now at the other end, trying to answer. Tessa Miles puts up a shot from the lane and missed that one, but she had help. She was fouled, and that goes against Trinity Rowe, her first. And for Pikeville, number 3. We have 1:53 to go in the third quarter. Your score, Pikeville 39, Bethlehem 38. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now, you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump & Chop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. 1:53 to go in the third. Pikeville on top over Bethlehem, 39-38. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Again, this is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
So Bethlehem has fought back after being down by six at halftime. They're down by one right now with Tessa Miles, line left for two shots as she dumps in the first and ties the ball game up. Miles with 9 points. For the lead, and she gets it with a second free throw. 40-39, and now some backcourt pressure by Bethlehem. Rowe has it, being chased by two Banshees to the midcourt line, and Ashlyn Miles with a steal to Macy. Left corner, Tessa Miles, open from three-point land, side of the rim, no. Left block rebound, Whitehead for Pikeville, races up the far sideline to the offensive end, slows it down, now lost the dribble. I think it was deflected by a Bethlehem player. It'll roll all the way down the floor and out of bounds at the baseline, so Pikeville will get the basketball back with 1:29 to go in the third. And on the inbound, this will be Kidd to Rowe across to Whitehead against pressure. Stolen by Macy. 3-on-2. Macy takes it all the way to the hole. Baseline left, off the glass and in. Well, another right way auto glass off the glass shot.
The pressure on the press is phenomenal.
Macy with 24 now trying to answer. Baseline left. At the other end for a shot and a score was Thornsberry. She's fouled, and she'll be at the line for a couple of shots. I think that's Ashlyn Miles with the foul. That's her third. Thornsberry, line right. First free throw kicks off the iron, no good. Bethlehem sending in Kaylee McElroy. Also coming in will be Carly Thurman. 42-39, Bethlehem by 3 points. Thornsberry, a 74% free throw shooter with the second one. Right down the middle it goes. And now it's 42-40. Miles to Macy at the line, coming around left to right behind her. Macy out front, crossover dribble left to the lane. The runner from seven spins off the rim, no good. Rebound. Take it away, Pikeville. Rowe saved it into Alvin up the right sideline toward the near corner, Whitehead. A bounce and back out toward the near hash and Rowe. 47 seconds to go, third quarter. Bethlehem by two. Rowe out front. Takes it to her right to the sideline. High right, back to her left. Keeps her dribble now. Macy and Clayton come out there to try to defend, and I think we've got a timeout taken.
Yeah, that was a very smart timeout by Christy Orm, because Bethlehem's pressure in the press is very, very smothering.
Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients, calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, potassium. You can't have enough riboflavin, by the way. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. I think riboflavin should be in everything.
Hey, I was just asking you yesterday if that counts for the rough ice cream that I ate yesterday. I think I got a little bit of that in the ice cream.
Well, I'll give you points for it.
Okay.
So 32.3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bethlehem by two, 42-40. Pikeville called a timeout. The Lady Panthers will be left with four. Bethlehem still has five. Just inside the far hash, inbounding Thornsberry, left of the logo, Rowe. Rowe plays it down on front. Looks right now that Bethlehem in a 2-3. Rowe at the free throw line, left elbow, high right. Jackson sets her feet, shoots the three, bangs off the rim, off the glass. No, Macy a rebound. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Macy coast to coast, the drive to the right block to the baseline. Lost the dribble out of bounds. Just got out of control as she was being defended. And that will turn it back over to Pikeville.
Yeah, on that possession, she tried to do it just a little bit too much instead of kicking it out to her teammate.
10 seconds to go. Pikeville, one more chance. Rowe, high right, steps into a three off the glass, no. Rebound cleared away by McElroy. Down the floor, Got it to Clayton to the goal with time running out. She scores.
What an awesome shot. She just did so good just being able to concentrate to the rim.
And so we'll head to the fourth quarter at Rupp Arena. Mindy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. It's Bethlehem 44, Pikeville 40. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Local banking is important to me. That's why I choose Traditional Bank. Their experienced staff is there to help with all my banking needs. When I'm opening a new account, depositing my grandmother's birthday cash, or need a replacement debit card on my way out of town, Traditional Bank has me covered. And after hours banking, they've got that too with online banking and the mobile app. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Traditional Bank today. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
We move into the fourth quarter, and let's muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit DairyAlliance.com. Pikeville on the attack, down by 4. Whitehead at the left hash in the offensive end, holding, looking, one bounce, free throw line, backing out Tice. To the right side, Thornsbury against the 2-3 zone, whips it out to Rowe to her left at the top of the key. Rowe, far side, Whitehead, fakes, angles in, backs out. Macy's all over her right now. Not easy to shoot over her at 6'2". Thornsbury, right wing has it, angles in, got to the left line for the goal with a scoop and score. Thornsbury with 10. Macy, long feed, left of the lane. Ashley Miles spins, fires, misses. It may have been deflected by Jackson. 44-42, Pikeville down has the ball. Rowe weaving through traffic. Toward the left corner, Thornsbury, 12-footer from the baseline, ties the game again.
Thornsbury definitely has the hot hand.
Now some three-quarter court pressing out of the zone for Pikeville. Game knotted at 44. Here's a pass to the left side to Tessa Miles at the wing. She'll angle in, drive, put it on the glass with the right hand and in.
That was a tough little shot.
46-44, Bethlehem. Right corner, Whitehead, up the arc she comes. Now back to her right, got to the baseline. She'll scoop, miss, baseline left. Macy the rebound, then tied up by Tice. Possession light to Bethlehem. Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Tice.
That's four. Is that four?
Yeah, I've got her for four, yeah. And that's the first of the quarter on Pikeville.
Yeah, that's one thing Leah Macy's going to have to do a little bit better in this game is she's got to secure the rebound, and she continuously takes the ball down.
Thurman to Macy across the line, outside the left hash to Ashley Miles. Right corner to Clayton. Clayton plays it down, goes high right to Macy. She'll angle into a double team, spin left, turn, fade, fire from 7, yes.
Yeah, she does have the fadeaway down really well.
She's got 26 points, 14 rebounds. Trinity Rowe, left side, Whitehead, 48-44, Bethlehem. Whitehead backs it up to the logo, now to the right of the logo. Keeps her dribble there on Tessa Miles, who's backed off by about 5-6 feet. She'll turn left, come top of the key. Macy runs at her. She'll take it left of the lane. Down low to Tice, to the corner. Thornsbury back out to Jackson, high right. She'll drive the angle. Penetrates, goes to Rowe.
Wow.
She'll take it in and score with the left hand from 7.
That was a tough floater, being able to shoot over the 6'2" Leah Macy.
17 now for Trinity Rowe. 48-46, Bethlehem by 2 in the offensive end with 5:38 to play in the ball game. Thurman works the dribble. High left to Tessa Miles, leaves it for Macy coming out. Macy takes it left of the paint. Baseline right it goes to Clayton, high right. Tessa Miles for 3, air ball. Out of bounds it goes. And Pikeville with the possession.
Well, we got Bethlehem also set up in this press again. Like they are causing chaos.
Looks like a 2-1-2 yeah. zone press. Rowe in the backside. Gives it to Tice. Back to Rowe. Rowe near the right sideline. Long feed down the floor. Left of the lane to Tice outside the elbow. Far corner Whitehead to Thornsbury. Thornsbury high left. Thornsbury backs out, surveying the Bethlehem defense with 5:05 to go. Right wing coming back for it, Whitehead. Whitehead on Ashlyn Miles. Straight away, Tice toward the left side. Thornsbury from 18. Rebound tapped around. Tice battling Macy. They tie up. And it will be possession light to Bethlehem. 48-46. We've got a tight one. Bethlehem by two with the basketball. Thurman ahead midcourt. Tessa Miles across the timeline. She works it left of the emblem. Hands it there to Macy. Macy driving in on Tice. Spin left to the block for the baseline. Feeds it up off the glass. No. Offensive rebound, Tessa Miles. She'll dribble it back out and set up the offense again. In the lane to Macy. Double team left block. Fades. Fires off the glass off the rim. No whistle foul. She'll get two free throws. And if that's on Tice, that's it. That's her fifth. Yep. Tice has had her hands full all day.
She has.
Trying to work against the much taller Leah Macy. Tice only 5'6", but she's really given her a battle.
You know, and she plays so aggressive and very physical. You know, it's sad that she's coming out of the game because she looks like she gave it her all and she's in tears.
And coming in for her will be Shyla Kidd, the 5'6 sophomore. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. Macy line left for two with her team up by that margin. First one up and in. She now has 27 points.
Well, that's amazing, too, because at the moment, Bethlehem is at 10 for 11 at the free throw line, shooting 90%.
And the next one is good. So it's now a 50-46 ball game. Bethlehem. Zone pressure again ahead to Rowe, left sideline. Clears the timeline inside the left hash. She'll penetrate. Down low, Jackson. Baseline right for the glass. And she'll take it in to score.
What an awesome job by Trinity Rowe with the nice assist or teammate, Riley Tice.
50-48. Bethlehem leads over Pikeville with 4:21 to go. We'll step aside here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. You or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And the 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
The BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award goes to Joe Angolia, an assistant commissioner for the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, who for many years served as sports information director and head of media relations for the organization. Joe's back in his old job this week and next, covering for Connor Link, who is in his third year as the SID for the KHSAA. Connor and his wife recently became new parents, and so, Joe, we thank you for helping to take care of us this week at Rupp Arena and also next week, and that's our BSN Heart of the Game Award. Back to you.
2-2-1, full court pressure by Pikeville, which trails by two. Bethlehem has it. Thurman up the right sideline, across the line. Clayton back out to the line. Tessa Macy outside the right hash to Thurman. 4:10 to play, 50-48 Bethlehem with the lead in the ball. Thurman to the right of the emblem. Plays it down, comes left with it. Wide left into the near hash and then circles back to her right, driving on Kidd. Right corner, Clayton for three.
High off the iron, no offensive rebound. Put back try, yes, by Ashlyn Miles.
Yeah, nobody blocked out Ashlyn Miles, but, you know, they have to do a better job blocking out.
52-48, Bethlehem by four. Pikeville trying to answer here. Rowe toward the left baseline to Thornsbury. Got to the lane, spinning, looking to the right corner, Whitehead. She'll take it down the baseline. The runner from five, it'll roll in good, but it won't count. They're going to say she stepped down the baseline, and Christy Orem is hot. Oh, we got a foul. We got a foul instead.
That
she wanted the
foul.
Basket. I think that foul's on Miles, was it? 52-48, Bethlehem by four, Pikeville. With the possession, Rowe from the right wing tries a three, side of the rim, no. Rebound tapped out to Jackson, straight away Rowe. Rowe drives the lane, puts it up, blocked by Macy. Right back to Rowe, gives it to Jackson, who tries another shot inside. She missed that off the side of the rim, but she's fouled. And this foul belongs to Ashlyn Miles. She just picked up her fourth and now her fifth, and she's done. Second player to foul out in this ballgame, joining Pikeville's Riley Tice. 3:15 to play, 4-point contest, Bethlehem with the lead. And Bethlehem will be sending in Kaylee McElroy to replace Miles. Big free throws here, Julie.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what it's going to come down to, is hitting the end of the game free throws.
Jackson at the line, 0-4, she'll have two chances here. First one up, back of the rim, wouldn't go.
Yeah, these free throws are crucial. You, at this point in the game, you have got to hit all your free throws.
Jackson with a total of 4 points off from the field. The next free throw, and that one's good.
There it is.
Makes her first. That will draw our team a little closer, down by three. Thurman, right sideline, down the floor to Clayton at the wing, back out to the hash, and Thurman. Thurman chased by Kidd. Pikeville at this point may be man-to-man on the drive. Right angle.
There's the
Thurman
charge.
Puts it up, and she runs right over Jackson and will pick up a charging violation. And for Thurman, foul number two. And now Bethlehem with two team fouls. Same thing for Pikeville here in the quarter. Not many turnovers in this ballgame,
yeah,
even though it's been fast and physical. Seven for Pikeville, six for Bethlehem.
Yeah, I really like the way Jackson did square her body up to her defender and just did an awesome job sitting down taking the charge.
2:58 to go as Rowe clears the line toward the right hash and coming left out front. Far side, Whitehead. Holding high, a bounce and back out. She goes to Kidd, left of the logo. 2:48 to go. Kidd on the move to the right block. Kicks it back out to Rowe. She'll come free throw line to her left. To Thornsbury, the runner in the lane for five. Circles out of the rim, no good. Baseline left. Tessa Miles with a rebound, wrapping both arms around it for safety. Goes to Leah Macy. Macy down central across the timeline on Thornsbury between the circles. Spin left. Come left elbow. Hands it to Thurman behind her. Thurman turns right. Comes out front, trying to move in. Can't do it. Kidd right there with her. She'll take it on the drive to the right block to the baseline. And she stepped out of bounds with it. Is turnover number seven on Bethlehem. We have a timeout on the floor as we hit the stretch drive of this ball game. 2:17 to play at Rupp Arena. Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Bethlehem 52, Pikeville 49. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is
chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Well, in the huddles, Bethlehem, in this second half, did a great job tightening up its defense, getting stops, and having the defense result in fueling their offense. That's where they came back and outscored Pikeville 18-8 in that third quarter. They've continued to play strong here in the fourth. For Christy Orem, she's dialing up some offense now out of a set for her team. Her team failed to keep up pushing the tempo in the second half, and now they're trying to get stops, play defense, and score the ball in the half court. Back to you guys.
2:15 to play. Bethlehem by 3, 52-49. Rowe, right wing coming out. Kidd. Kidd on Tessa Miles. Man-to-man defense, Bethlehem. High left, popping for it. Thornsberry inside the left hash to Whitehead. Whitehead a bounce up top. Check that row to Whitehead. Whitehead out front, high right to Thornsberry. Fakes. She'll penetrate to the right block. Left block, Jackson spins it back out far side. Row for three. Check that Whitehead for three. Missed the shot off the glass. The rebound came down to Thurman and lost it out of bounds. And Pikeville gets new life offensively.
Looks like Christy Orem will call a timeout.
That will leave Pikeville with two. Bethlehem still has five. Top scorers in this ball game: 28 for Macy to lead Bethlehem. Rowe has 17 for Pikeville. This doll here is KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance, Salutes Mercy Academy, and Oldham County Coach Mark Evans. Evans guided Mercy to a state basketball title in 2010 and to two state slow pitch softball championships. He served for 24 years as Mercy's athletic director and five seasons as girls basketball coach at Oldham County. Roberts Insurance congratulates 2024 Dawhairs KHSAA Hall of Fame inductee Mark Evans. I think Pikeville really has to cash in this trip down offensively.
Yes.
Somehow, some way.
Yes, and it's like a do-or-die situation. They have got to score on this possession.
Rowe baseline left almost under the glass for the Lady Panthers inbounding. Far side coming around for it. Whitehead back out to Rowe, coming top of the key. A couple of bounces, high right to Thornsberry against the 2-3 zone from Bethlehem. To Rowe. Rowe back at the logo with 1:35 to play. High left, trying to get around Macy, spins to a right free throw line, high right, Thornsberry for three, side of the rim, no. Macy rakes down the board for Mercy, all the way down the floor. At Clayton, near side to Thurman, and a timeout taken by Jason Clark, the head coach of Bethlehem.
Yeah, that was a smart timeout. You know, he just did a great job, and he wants to make sure all of his players are on the same page, being able to manage the clock and slow it down a little bit and make them foul.
This Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. 1:22 showing on the game clock, 52-49, Bethlehem with the three-point advantage. Both teams shooting around 40-41%. Rebounding right now, 31-27 to Pikeville. But you look at Leah Macy's numbers, she's been huge today for the Banshees, 28 points, 16 rebounds.
Yeah, I think it was a huge call when, you know, Jason Clark put Leah Macy on the point, and that she was a lot more difficult to guard on the point as to when Leah posts up.
Clayton inbounds, back out to the line, and Thurman left of the logo. Coming forward on Whitehead, got a screen from Macy. Clears it back to the left side to Tessa Miles. She'll bring it out front. Drives in, back to Macy coming left to right straight away. Macy moves in toward the right elbow, and now we've got a reach-in foul. I do believe it's on Thornsberry. That's the call. Just the first foul on Thornsberry. And for Pikeville, number three. Left hash inbound. Again, it will be Kenzie Clayton to put it in for Bethlehem. Once Thurman finds her, she's double-teamed there and immediately fouled again. And take your pick. This will be Whitehead. Number one on her. Number five on Pikeville. So you can pretty well figure out both teams' strategy. Clayton inbounds, high left to Tessa Miles. Took some contact, no foul. Back out to the line, leaping catch by Macy. Macy is shoved from behind by Thornsberry. And Thornsberry with her second. And also, it should be, I think, number five on Pikeville. It is. That means Macy is line left for two. With 1 minute showing on the game clock, and Bethlehem with the three-point lead. Macy, 4 of 4 at the line, now make her 5 of 5 as she puts in the first one. 29 points for Leah Macy, the 6'2 junior from Bethlehem. Second one up, and it's perfect as well. Bethlehem with a 5-point lead and under a minute to play. Rowe high right, drives the paint. Left corner, Whitehead for three. High off the rim, off the glass, no. Macy a rebound. Right sideline out to McElroy. Ball knocked away out of bounds by a hustling Thornsbury. But Bethlehem gets the possession, and Pikeville wants a timeout. It will be a full timeout. Lady Panthers left with one timeout. We'll step aside. 48.5 seconds to go at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Bethlehem 54, Pikeville 49. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When life accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Forty-eight and a half seconds to go, and Bethlehem with the basketball and in control, 54-49 over Pikeville here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Sweet 16. First round, Macy has it right wing, flips it back out to the line, and Thurman. Thurman, near side, to McElroy, who gives it to Macy coming over at the left hash, back out to McElroy, right hash, Tessa Miles, back out to Macy as they try to work that ball around. Now a pass across to Tessa Miles, knocked away out of bounds by Pikeville Shiloh Kidd with 32 and a half seconds to go. Pikeville getting desperate. Layton on the inbound. Gives it to Thurman on the short feed. She'll drive into the free throw line. Foul behind. I think that's Kidd who grabbed her. That's the call. Kidd with just her first. And now Thurman will shoot free throws. Thurman, 5 points, 3 of 4 at the line. Two shots here, first one good. Kylie Alvin in for Pikeville, replaces Jackson. 55-49 Bethlehem, 30 seconds showing on the game clock. Thurman with a second free throw, looks up, pushes it, misses it, rebound, far side of the lane, Whitehead for Pikeville. Here come the Lady Panthers with 25 seconds to go, out to Rowe, high left. Rowe crossover dribble, left angle drive to the hole with a right-hand scoop and a miss. McElroy the rebound in the lane for Bethlehem. Banshees with it. Macy in the backside. Going to be fouled by either Whitehead or Alvin. And it's Whitehead with the foul in second. It comes with 14.8 seconds to go. And Leah Macy, who has 30 points, 17 rebounds, 6 of 6 at the line, heads to the charity stripe to our left. Or to our left, that is, for two more shots. Free throw on the way. She misses for the first time today. Left it short off the front of the rim. Now 6 of 7. She hasn't missed much else today, though. Next free throw, this time, nothing but net. 56-49 Bethlehem. Here's Rowe the other way. Coming out top, driving in, near side to Alvin. Straight away, Thornsbury. She'll try a triple. Rims off, no. Left block rebound, McElroy for Bethlehem to Tessa Miles. 2 seconds, 1 second. Got it to Clayton, down the floor to Macy, and the ball game's over, and Bethlehem advances over Pikeville. Final score, 56-49. Bethlehem behind Leah Macy's 31 points and 17 rebounds. holds off Pikeville again, 56-49. What a ball game!
Yeah, that was awesome job. You know, Christy Orm just did awesome. You know, I just really like her style. She's got a good fit to her. She makes Kim Mulkey from LSU look, you know, not even the same league. So good job to Christy Orm. What a great season you've had.
Well, they just had no answer to Leah Macy. That was the difference in this game. And let's go down to Carl with our player of the game.
All right, our Blue Oval electrifying player of the game is Leah Macy of Bethlehem, 31 points, 17 rebounds. Leah, quite an effort, particularly in the second half. You were down at halftime, but you guys came out strong.
We're a team full of competitors, and we don't like to lose. We know what it takes to win. So, you know, at halftime, we were like, let's lock in. And we have a really special team, so I'm glad we got this win.
Looked like your defense was able to cause the offense to pick up.
Yeah, our defense was, you know, kind of down all year, but in postseason, we really picked it up, which has been key. You know, we can score any night. We have, you know, a lot of weapons. So our defense was key, and I'm glad we're playing well.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Leah Macy. That's our electrifying player of the game, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. Final, Bethlehem 56, Pikeville 49. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Hello, Clark County fans. This is Dustin Harris, Superintendent of Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is the home of a nurturing and dynamic learning environment. From the day our students enter our preschool to the day they walk across the stage as proud graduates, we do what it takes to foster leadership and lifelong learning. Clark County Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
Again, Bethlehem advances into the second round of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 with a 56-49 win over Pikeville. Bethlehem now 27-8 on the air. Pikeville with the record as they finish up their campaign, 27-6. Our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the game is none other than Leah Macy, who raked down 17 boards in this contest. And did you know that beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. And our KEA Difference Maker of the game is Ashlyn Miles of Bethlehem. Really played great defense today. 4 points to go along with that defense and 2 rebounds. That's the KEA Difference Maker of the game. Did you know that the average amount a teacher spends is $500 a year in the classroom out of their own pocket? So, Julie, a very good win for Bethlehem, coming from behind, down by 6 at halftime. And we talk about Leah Macy. You can't say enough about how she played today, but her teammates also, I thought their defense was very good. They held Pikeville
to 37% shooting.
Yeah, absolutely. And that defense was stellar. Even though Carly Thurman averages 14 points, and I know that she was under this time, I believe Carly, I'm trying to look right here, Carly Thurman had 6 points. She was under her average, but, you know, that goes to show you that her defense, she stepped up her defensive intensity as well. You know, they just do a great job being able to stretch it out, and you know, they just do have a lot of intangibles like what Coach Jason Clark has on the floor. You know, anytime you're running Macy at point and being able to drive and spin through the lane, it's just unreal.
Well, and they did a lot of different things defensively. They had some zone, they had some trapping out of that zone, they did some man-to-man. I mean, they really tried to mess with the heads of Pikeville's Panthers. Let's go ahead and pause. We'll come back again. 56-49 Bethlehem over Pikeville in this first-round game of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game. You love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. So you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free, and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart, it's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare. The power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Be hearing from Bethlehem head coach Jason Clark in just a moment. His team won over Pikeville here moments ago, 56-49 in first round play of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. And let's go down to the media room.
Super proud of my team today. You know, we were down at the half. Told the girls that we just got to dig in on the defensive end, and if I'm not mistaken, we held them to 17 points in the second half, and that was definitely the difference in the ball game for us. You know, we've been, everybody knows that, you know, we score a lot of points, but our defense has not been where it needed to be, and I'm super proud of the girls to really dig in on that end of the court. And that's probably the difference in the game why we won. I know they had 6 threes at the half, and I'm looking at the stat sheet here, and they were 6 of 22 for the game, so we did a much better job of guarding that three-point line. Super proud.
And as you look at it, 0 for 10 for Pikeville in the second half from outside the three-point arc. Bethlehem advances into a matchup against either George Rogers Clark or Sacred Heart, those two teams playing tonight at 6. This afternoon's second game will be Owensboro and Henderson County, and tonight's late game will be Cooper against Danville Christian. 56-49, Pikeville falls to Bethlehem. Bethlehem advances. We'll go ahead and take a look at the numbers from this ball game right now. First of all, for Pikeville, who ends its year at 27-6, three players in double figures, Trinity Rowe, their fine guard with 17 points to lead the way for the Lady Panthers. Kyra Thornsberry with 14. Christian Whitehead had 10. 5 points, Leanne Jackson. 3 points for Shyla Kidd.
Pikeville ended up at 19 of 51 from the floor, 37.3%, 6 of 22 from three-point land, only 27% there at the free throw line. They didn't help themselves, just 5 of 12. Out-rebounding Bethlehem, 32-30. Pikeville with 14 offensive rebounds to go along with 11 assists in the ball game, 6 by Rowe, 7 turnovers, 1 block, 2 steals. For victorious Bethlehem, Leah Macy put on a show today, a game-high 31 points to go along with 17 big rebounds. From there, it's 9 points for Tessa Miles, 6 for Carly Thurman, 4 each for Ashlyn Miles and Kenzie Clayton, 2 points for Kaylee McElroy. Bethlehem ended up 20 of 48 from the floor, just not quite 42%, 1 of 10 outside the arc. And from the free throw line, very good, 15 of 18, over 83%. Again, out-rebounded, 32-30 by Pikeville. Bethlehem with 10 offensive rebounds, 5 assists, 8 turnovers, 2 blocks, 6 steals. Again, the final 56-49. Bethlehem advances past Pikeville here in the Miggy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's StuffRecycling.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Julie does. And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Julie Munz provided analysis and color. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer, our executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Chuck Mraz, who brought you the play-by-play. Final score, Bethlehem 56, Pikeville 49. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.